Hey, Sergeant.
Hey, Danielle. Sorry, I had to unmute. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm doing well. We got the captain signing on very shortly soon, too, so.
Okay. Excellent. I hope this is quick and painless for you.
Yeah, we've had some rough meetings lately, time-wise.
Oh, and COD is meeting on the 14th.
Yes, I saw them send them to today, and I even actually had I got my files all ready, so I'm ready to go with that on the 14th.
But okay.
Thank you for looking into that.
Jeannie asked me, why do I want to know, and I didn't reply. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, we normally send a report to Jeannie like the first week, and I just didn't hear anything. So I was wondering if they just canceled it during Christmas time because of scheduling and lack of time. And they're going to get it one in, so I mean, we'll be there.
Sure you will be.
Of course.
Of course.
But you like coming in late in these days?
Yeah, I do.
No one's in there on you, right?
No one, yeah. I wish. There he is. I don't think I know him. Hi, Captain. Oh, he's on mute.
You're on mute.
He's on mute. I'm trying to unmute.
We got it now. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't think I've ever met you. Hi, I'm Danielle. You can't see me, but I refuse to go on camera.
Well, nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you. Welcome to public safety.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to fill the captain on our responsibilities meetings. What, like twice a year you have us come in, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then, you know, a few more times if something comes up. But
yeah.
Like that traffic council appeal. We'll have that in January. If you want to come, that's fine. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it. If you like, you really think it should happen, then you have to come and say, hey, this really needs to happen. And, you know, traffic council has to uphold their decision.
Yeah.
You know, it depends how you feel. Once in a while, Captain Anastasia would come. Other times he's like, you know, if they want to go with, you know, their own decision and not traffic council's, that's fine too.
Is that for the Newton Corner parking permit one?
Yes. Yeah. It's Grasmere Street.
Yes. Okay.
Well, Daniel, you have a lot more history than we do. Like, very few of these are appealed, correct? Like, very seldom do you see an appeal?
Very seldom. 1 to 3, in some years, 0.
Yeah.
You know.
I sat in my first traffic council and it got appealed. I thought it was me.
Isn't that awful? Traffic council's awful, I think. No?
No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I was looking over the last year or two of some of them. Some of them are long, lots of issues, but the one I sat in wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here comes the city councils. All right, I can't chitter like this anymore, guys. I have to be professional now. All right. Hopefully your night's quiet and very brief. After they take their votes, get out. You don't have to stay for that discussion item. That discussion item is from March, really.
Yeah.
So you guys can scoot afterwards.
Thank you.
If you'd like to. And another thing, I always try to have the police first.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. And I'll take you up on that.
There you go. Hi, Chair Downs. Councilor Downs? Councilor Downs, can you hear me? Councilor Downs? Councilor Downs, can you hear me? This is Danielle.
I think you're muted, Andrea.
No, she's unmuted.
I can't hear her either.
I can't hear her. I can see her. I can see Alicia. I can see Julia. I can see Sergeant Devine. This is like romper room, you know? Remember the mirror thing?
Yeah, we need a mirror.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I would really wish when you're, you know, when you're in a big conference.
Oh, she checked like out.
Pick your 10 people.
You pick your 10 people? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Councilor Downs exited the meeting, so maybe she's having difficulties. But everybody else can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Here she is again. Let's see.
Okay, much better.
Councilor Downs, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
We can hear you.
Yes. Glad you're here.
Councilor Downs, this is your friendly reminder. You have to poll the committee tonight about the 23rd, okay? In case I forget.
Thank you. And I'm going to wait for Becky is having trouble getting in. I'll let her know that there's a password.
Yeah, we needed a password no longer going forward, but this agenda had the passcode, so.
Let me look it up for
her. It's 340164.
The meeting ID.
Meeting ID is different. You want that too?
No, it's just I'm asking her whether she's working from the agenda.
I was, and the first time I went in, I got thrown to the generic Zoom. I recut and pasted, and it worked the second time. So
that's really interesting.
Yeah. A lot of little glitchy things going on these days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where when it works well, I'm surprised at how well it works. Some things are working much better than they used to, and other things. I mean, yeah. I found the March 4th agenda. She is. I don't know what to tell her.
Are we getting Rick tonight? Because we're down two, so we need four, right, for a quorum.
We only need four. Rebecca's trying to get in. Chris, would you text Rick and see if he's trying to get in?
He's getting in right now. He's joining right now.
Oh, there we are. Okay. She also tried cutting and pasting the meeting ID and ignoring the link. Got any other suggestions, Chris?
No, I just, like I said, I was very careful to when I put it in the second time. I don't know what if it's a backslash HTTPS on there or anything. I mean, I'm out of ideas.
I clicked on it right on the thing and it went right through. That's not working for her.
No. So did I, and it doesn't seem to be. Chris, do me a favor. Call Becky.
Yeah.
And you have her number?
I do.
And give her tech support. Put yourself on mute.
Or can we invite her? Danielle, are you able to invite her directly?
What's the problem?
Becky can't get in.
No, I can't. Or at least I don't know how.
I just went to Zoom, put the number in, and then looked back at the passcode, put it in, here I am.
I'll give her a call.
She says she thinks she has it. Let's see. So, Danielle, do we have participants that we're not seeing because they can't get in, or is this us?
We have Sergeant Devine and Captain Boudreaux from the police department with us this evening.
I see both of them. She's coming in, she thinks.
Okay. Yep, here she is.
No members of the public.
No.
That's worrisome. All right, okay. Maybe they'll all come. Welcome. Yes.
Okay, so everybody's here.
Everyone who can be here is here. Yes, that is supposed to be.
I think the issue was that there was a different meeting ID on the email version that Danielle had sent around than what was posted on the Friday Packet website.
The Friday Packet one worked, yeah.
Yes, so I was working off of the emailed version. But
it was not clickable in the PDF. That's always a pain.
It's not.
It was clickable in the PDF I used.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I got it. All right.
But Andrea, you're running off an iPad or a Mac or something.
iPad. Is that what you're using, Alicia?
No, I'm on my computer. I went in through the Friday Packet one. It worked fine.
This is all very,
do you think our taxi license people are trying to get in and they can't get in?
No, they don't have to attend tonight because they're just renewals.
Okay. So I should probably start this meeting. It is 7:06 according to my iPad. I take that as pretty close to actual time. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. I'm Andrea Downs. I'm chair. With me at the start of the meeting is my vice chair, Chris Markowitz, Julia Malachy from Ward 3, Alicia Bowman from Ward 6, Becky Grossman from Ward 7, and Rick Lipoff from Ward 8. As many of you know, we are down two members. As someone joked, one went to heaven, the other to hell. I'm glad you guys thought it was funny.
That was really good.
All right. Really good. So, at the start of the meeting, we are here to discuss. Now, Ms. Delaney, how should we do the renewals? Should we do them in each individually with my reading them all out, or do you want to do?
You can group them all, you can group them all together, but you have to read each one out.
I'll read each one out, and if it is the pleasure of the committee, we will then vote them in all together unless you want to call one out for some reason, okay? And before we get started, a little calendar. Our next meeting is scheduled for December 23rd. We actually have an appeal that can be heard that day.
No, it has not even been on the docket yet. And
it's not on the docket yet?
No, on the December 21st docket, and then the notices have to, like 300 notices, just like the same people who were notified for traffic council will be notified for the public safety meeting.
Okay, so we won't be able to hear that the 23rd.
Correct. I think the second meeting of January.
I think the second meeting of January, we are scheduled to join the other two committees for an update on the climate action plan.
Okay, then we can reschedule. The appeal has not been scheduled yet, so that really, we can talk about that.
We might want to schedule that for February. So the other thing that we have, and at the pleasure of the committee, I will entertain the possibility of having a December 23rd meeting to handle it, is the issue of sidewalk obstructions. It's an item that is co-docketed with public facilities. I don't think they're planning. I'm not sure they're meeting on the 23rd either. So if they aren't, then I would suggest we hold off. And and meet jointly to handle it. But it's things like when you're doing a construction project, how do you make sure there's safe pedestrian passage? We saw a couple of instances this summer where it was not accommodated and people were walking in the middle of Washington Street. Or other sidewalk obstruction enforcement, particularly parking on the sidewalk, which is in some neighborhoods a chronic issue. So we need to, what the docket item is a discussion docket item to sort of surface that, hear from department heads or their representatives about where we are now and what can be done about it.
That is tentatively scheduled with public facilities for January 20th.
January 20th? That, I thought, was the meeting we were going to do the climate action plan.
I did not know that, but I can find out.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing we got to figure out. So,
okay.
December 23rd meeting, I guess we'll cancel.
Everybody agree?
Everybody agree with that?
No objections here.
I don't know. I'll be following my colonoscopy prep solution.
Oh, I didn't need to know that, but yeah, we'll leave you to do that.
We should
I hope you get the first appointment in the morning.
Just say an early start to Christmas, okay?
I wasn't going anywhere, so I figured I'll grab the appointment. It's a year late.
All right.
All right. On that note.
We'll so the 23rd, we're canceled. Great.
Okay,
exactly. Yeah. We're canceling the 23rd. And FYI, the next meeting, which is the first meeting in January, is when the Police Reform Task Force is coming to tell us kind of where they are, what they're thinking before their report is finalized. And it's a good time for us to, you know, come in and ask them questions, particularly about our docket items, which we haven't heard in part because Councillor Auchincloss wanted to give them time to work, and I agreed with that assessment and have continued with that. That would be, I believe, the 6th, yeah, the first Wednesday in January.
My happy birthday.
Oh, Danielle.
And I'll be at City Hall.
Wait, Danielle, what date was that again?
January 6th.
6th.
My birthday is January 7th.
Oh, well, there we go. We'll bring cake.
I think she's Elvis and I'm Nixon. It's not good.
Yeah. I'm January 12th. Just
I'm
January
31st.
And you're
January
the 31st. Okay.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. This
explains a lot. You were all the oldest kids in your class in grade school. And I'm now looking at the personalities in front of me. And it just helped fill some things out for me. So good to know.
I was the youngest, Mr. Markowitz.
You were held over.
Yeah, my parents turned me ahead.
Okay, guys.
Okay, let's get to it.
Number 495-20.
The officers are laughing at us now.
495-20, requesting renewal of taxi license, George Mary, 50 Union Street, Newton Center, Mass., requesting renewal of one taxi license for Holden's Taxi, Inc., 49620, George Mary, 50 Union Street, requesting renewal of two taxi licenses for Newtonville Cab Company. 49720, requesting renewal of a taxi license, George Mary, 50 Union Street, requesting renewal of one taxi license for Newton Taxi Co. 49820, Danraj Mahazi, 275 Grove Street, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Mahazi Livery Services, LLC, MHAS Worldwide. 499-20, Donald LaPlante, 395 Lexington Street, Auburndale, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Don's Car Service. Number 520, Michael Gimelfarb, 274 Dedham Street, requesting renewal of one public auto license for American Truck and Equipment Sales, LLC. Number 50120, Jose Gregorio Sedano, 9 Elmwood Park, Newtonville, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Base Limousine Services, LLC. 50220, Noel Diaz, 9 Elmwood Park, Newtonville, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Newton Limos Company, LLC, 50320 Ismael Uncock, 184 River Street, West Newton, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Ismo Limo, LLC, 50420 Rajiv Kumar, 2323 Washington Street, Newton, Mass., requesting renewal of one public auto license for OMSI Enterprises, Inc., 50520 Lassine Belhouchet, 32 Adams Street, Newton, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Boston Cool Ride Limo, Inc. I will take a motion.
Motion to approve.
Did you have any questions for the police?
Does anyone have any questions for the police?
Everything's in order, I guess.
Are there any issues?
First, all the companies that we inspected back in September, they passed their inspections. Another good thing, although business is down amongst the public autos and the taxis, we had no calls or complaints regarding any issues with their services or any type of inappropriate or any type of misconduct. We had no issues there. And as overall, the general issue, I wouldn't say issue, is that I mean with the change of environment now where we're leaving the world of taxis and now going to public autos and Ubers, it's still the same thing now. From like I said to you a few weeks ago, the taxi medallion requests are down. We haven't had any new ones. The public auto requests are up. And that's probably the new status quo with the taxi issue, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we kind of jumped the gun there with the approval. We should hear that first. That's great. It's good to hear.
Any discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? All right. Mr. Laney, that's unanimous.
6-0. Thank you all. Thank you, Sergeant and Captain.
Thank you, Sergeant and Captain, for coming. All right. We have a chair's note on priorities. You're welcome to stay for that, Sergeant and Captain, or leave. It's up to you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And that is, we had in our meeting in March, we had set some priorities, taken on some commitments. I believe everybody had something they took on. And the question at this point, more than halfway into the term, is how are we doing and what do we want to readjust because of the pandemic? Councillor Markowitz and Councillor Malachy, do you want to start with the transparency and communication? I mean, I believe we were going to work on some website stuff. Here we have a new website. How's this going?
Well, that's the you hit the nail on the head, Chair. So when we checked in with Jace, I believe I should have looked in my notes to see what month we did this, but Councillor Malachy and I sat down with Mr. Sobol and various other people from DPW earlier in this year, and we talked about traffic calming and adding, enhancing the website to provide better information about not just what traffic calming was, but what to do, how to do requests, how requests would be reviewed and prioritized. So kind of a richer amount of information and background for that. When we checked in with Mr. Sobol a couple of months ago now, he said, with the change in the website coming, we're going to be doing a lot of things differently anyway, so can we wait? So we actually have a meeting, and I'm happy, by the way, to invite anyone else on this committee who's interested in doing this. We have a meeting tentatively scheduled now for this Friday where he's going to share his ideas that he would like to bring forward based on the questions we asked in the past, with the intention that now that we have the new website, and he understands how to, what the formats and requirements are to add pages and content to that, he can now move ahead. So, it's looking good, but we've obviously waited as a result of this. But again, I can send the Zoom link or the invite out to all of you in case you want to join and just, you know, chime in. Or if you want to send Julia, Counselor Malachy and I, you know, anything that you want to get done or actioned as a result of that, be happy to take it in that way. So, you know, your choice. But that's all we have. I don't know if Counselor Malachy, if you have anything else to.
That's about it. And I'll have to get back to you on the exact timing on the Friday meeting because, as usual, I don't know what I'm doing totally. But yeah, that's about where we stand. And I mean, I guess it's good that we did not have him create something that would have been torn asunder with the new website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can I ask a few just defining questions? So is this mostly about making it easier for people to understand what currently happens now with traffic calming? Is this about, do you think Mr. Sobel's going to want to talk about new ways to think about traffic calming? Like, what do you...
I think it's two things but I want to come back to the last thing you said because that's interesting. I want to, you know, see what you've got there. The original intention, I think, was to make it more he used the word transparent and say, this is how the process works. So when you have a problem, you want a traffic light or, you know, speed bump or, you know, the kinds of things we typically get called on. How does that actually work? So an explanation of that. And then also a way for you to register, an easier way for you to register your concern or your request that could then be tracked. I don't know how far that'll go, but I think it was more not just understanding the process, but also have a way to, if you want to, introduce something into the agenda to do it. But table stakes was to understand, you know, the top 50 and just kind of how the whole process works. If you want to add to that, though, the kitchen's open, I think.
Okay.
And also to find things easier because, I mean, one of the things that was really weird was that you could, in sort of circuitous ways, get to traffic calming through the planning department, which was how I was doing it. And then there was another way to get to it through DPW's page. And at least on the, I forget which one it was, it wasn't real cohesive, and the links, the pattern of how things were described was not consistent year to year, and it was just sort of opaque.
You wouldn't know stuff was out there, even the top 50, which is out there, but who knew about it? I mean, when the mayor was first elected, I was in a conference where we were talking, and I don't think she knew it was out there. So it's just like, how to make this stuff easier. But again, I think there's room to do other things there.
Yeah, so I have two big thoughts, one of which is, of course, traffic calming today is really focused on which residents are raising concerns, which I don't want to discourage that, but I also want to put that in context that there may be neighborhoods where people aren't as organized or as knowledgeable or feel as comfortable coming forward, and so we're missing huge opportunities. And I think that we have some newer technologies with the speed cameras. And if we start looking at crash data and speeding data, we'll get a better idea of other things that we should be adding to the list. The second is, I think it would be really great if we could figure out, and this is what I'm hoping we're going to hear from Jason.
So can I stop you for a sec on that last one? You're saying you would like to have that type of data, like crash data and so forth. More so if someone was looking around, they could actually see that to inform themselves.
Yeah, but it should be there. But I also want that to generate, you know, if you have some neighbors who, you know, five neighbors who live on a small street, and, you know, it's really not, they're organized and they're like, oh, we think we should need a traffic light, I mean, they're not going to qualify, but you might also have a really huge issue on a major thoroughfare where the neighbors aren't as organized, where we really should be doing something for them, but because none of them are organized and feel comfortable navigating the city website and talking to city councilors, they haven't complained. So I think that we have some of that as well. But I think the second is the idea of having Jason or somebody have some standard, like, this is why bump outs are a good idea, and this is how we design them, so that we're not re-answering those questions every time. And this is what daylighting a crosswalk looks like, and this is why it's really important I mean, there's something doesn't exist like that for Newton right now, and I might need to write it because DPW is ready to daylight an intersection near me, and I don't want them to do it until we have good material that I can share with the neighbors. So it doesn't seem capricious, and it seems like this is a professional, this is an idea, like a well-known concept, and this is why it's a good idea. So I think we could start to build that library of those types of things. And then it also helps people, because I think people think about stoplights, painting a crosswalk, and putting in a stop sign. Like, those are things people know of to ask for, but maybe there are other things they really should be thinking about. So that's it.
But I think underpinning what you're saying too is, I'm sure we all explain this, is, you know, you have conversations where even you talk to them about warrants and you say, well, we can't just put a light there. The state has, you know, has rules about what we can do and all these things. So you find yourself providing a lot of background information to even get them to the point where they say, all right, I'll settle for a crosswalk or whatever else they come up with. Okay, good.
Yeah. Good. I think you should send out the Zoom link when you have it.
Yep.
To the rest of us. I'm not going to promise that I'll be there, but it would be in the interest of transparency and letting people come in.
I think this is a subject that we all have, you know, we all have had experience with this, so we all have kind of ideas about what we'd want to see there. But clearly it's something that, you know, he used the word transparent, and I think that's a good description of it.
That's what we want to do, yeah. Thank you.
Question, yes. Although I think what is our quorum now that there's just six of us? If three of us are at this meeting, do we have to post it as a public meeting?
That would be a question for Mr. Laney.
I think we could have the meeting unless we have four people. That's a quorum.
You have to have four people.
Oh, okay. So if we have four people, it's a quorum. So keep that in mind. Okay.
I can confirm that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our other priorities, neighborhood parking plans. We have and David Cozes has been taking over sort of the bigger chunk of them. His top priority was Newton Corner. And we understand there's an appeal coming for that, which, as you heard, we may hear in February. Don't believe anybody took on buses. Abolishing parking minimums, that item is docketed in before zoning. And I'm working on a memo to sort of summarize the research behind, you know, why parking minimums were established and why we might not want to have them and where we might want to have parking maximums instead. Crossing guards, Councillor Grossman, I totally understand.
We talked about this once midway through the year. It's
you weren't busy, were you?
Well, that aside, I think it's safe to say that the issue is properly tabled on a number of levels, one being that our comings and goings to and from our school buildings have been quite different, and also that the important work of the police reform task force is going to be part of this conversation as well. I would say, and I guess this will get to what we want to talk about later, from my perspective in terms of, you know, my priorities as a counselor right now, it really dovetails with my role on finance and the public safety elements where they couple with the financial implications of what we're all going through right now and what our city's going through. So I'll put that aside for now, but I think that's probably the best place for my focus and energy to be. But we'll see what else comes out of this conversation.
Very good. Vision Zero, we passed a resolution. Our next steps will be figuring out what that means. Part of that discussion will be part of the police chief search, because it's also a cultural discussion about sharing data.
So does that mean, Councilor Johns, that we're waiting for the new police chief before we have a discussion with the administration on next steps on Vision Zero?
I don't believe so, but I think the priority needs to be in the police chief selection,
right,
and finding a police chief who is amenable to the concepts of Vision Zero and the sharing of data so that we can do the kind of data-driven traffic calming process you were referring to, where we let the data tell us where we need to do traffic calming.
So you were suggesting it as a basically higher one of the criteria that we would, that I guess the mayor and the selection committee would apply to hiring a chief, to say you need to be open to this, you know, going forward. Has that been socialized with the mayor? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I think it's more than open. Like, the new police chief really should be a major partner in, yeah, in identifying and helping move forward and advocating with the city council and the community about the need for safer roadway design. And, you know, that, yeah, that makes for modern policing.
I think even more broadly, I remember when I covered the Brookline Police, they used data to decide where to put directed patrols, where to look for the cat burglar. You know, when they saw a pattern of rapes and they were all in one neighborhood, they started looking for people who, you know, were frequently seen in that neighborhood until they stopped, and then they realized, they figured out that they probably got the rape person, right? So that's, you know, data can be used in policing, and modern policing is data driven, like everything else. Rick, I think you were going to look at a Newton South parking plan.
Yeah, we had a meeting with the principal and the school department heads of transportation, what have you, and then COVID hit about 8 months after that. Just as
not we, even. We set it as a goal, and then the next day everything shut down.
Was that the timing? It feels like 2 years ago.
I'm looking. Wednesday, March 4th is our report. We did not have another meeting.
No, we didn't. I may have
in
had,
person, right?
But the meeting we actually had was before that. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it was everything just grind to a halt. And the same with Councilor Grossman. You know, the issues and the patterns and the things that are happening need to be back to normal for us to do the work on this. So it's on hold.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm happy to help in any other way.
Right. Our other summary of priorities that, you know, again, I didn't take notes and they aren't in the report, were, you know, buses. We were going to look at school buses and transit buses and shuttles and sort of see where we could make progress there. We didn't get our report doesn't get into the details on that. And of course, we've got the MBTA talking about cutting our buses, which is lovely. We have safe routes to school. Councilor Bowman, do you want to take on where you think that was in our priorities and what's happened?
Well, I do know that one thing is that Safe Routes to School is working on an effort to officially integrate it into the city as it is in most other communities, because it's come up against a liability issue. Safe Routes to School has done a lot of work in the past spring and over the summer trying to officially designate certain ways that people would walk and bike, and that because the organization itself is not officially adopted as part of the city, there's a liability issue. So, you know, that is some, Safe Routes to School is an important organization, it's, you know, I think it's just a matter of making sure that the mayor follows through and gets whatever needs to get done to make that happen. You know, most other places, it's either run out of the health department or it's run out of the police department. Because they do provide a critical role and really help, you know, make sure that we're keeping everybody safe and minimizing the amount of driving. So I know that's one key item that they're doing. But, you know, on the flip side of that, I think that I think I can update that the DPW and planning has done a great job keeping Jen Martin, who's the head of Safe Routes to School, involved in planning the sidewalk snow clearing routes and work. She's part of the Complete Streets group and really just keeping her in the loop so she can give advice on how to move forward on those items. So I think we should feel pretty good about that piece of it.
Mm-hmm. And I agree, but I'm wondering if we want to revisit what this committee reviews with the administration or not. Let's think about that. Prioritizing connectors for cycling.
Yeah. So we need a bike network plan. Could we just, I don't know how we're going to get to it. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see what Watertown just did with their bike network and bike and pedestrian plan. But we really do need to do this. And so I think we should be advocating for getting that done, however it's going to happen.
Is everybody familiar with that? Or maybe you need to send that to the committee.
Assuming, sure, I can send a link.
A question about
assuming
that?
The committee is interested in learning more about it.
Can I ask a question about that? Alicia, isn't there enough, like, I'm not asking this in a negative way. There are a lot of folks who have thoughts on this, have probably done work on this, have created like subroutes and things like that. Is it a case of maybe you need someone to kind of just pull them together into a working group because the knowledge is out there in a lot of ways? I mean, is this like a ton of work to do this now?
So I don't think it's a ton of work to do, but I think it's also a commitment that I think this is where Newton gets tied up in this, is that if we officially develop a bike network plan, then we're going to have to make a commitment to start working on it. And even if you're doing it piecemeal and you're like, you're getting to a section of roadway and it's on the bike network plan, I mean, communities like Brookline have said it's on the bike network, or Cambridge is famous for this. It's on the bike network plan. When we get to it, we have to fix the roadway to accommodate bikes. And I think that has always been the part that makes people afraid to officially adopt a bike network plan. But the thing is, it's very clear that if you don't create, you know, safe and separate places for people to bike, you aren't going to get an increase in people biking. And this past, you know, when the open space plan was created, one of the key elements was making our park space walkable and bikeable from neighborhoods to the local green space. So there's even another element. So I think there are a lot of people out there with feelings, but I think there's also some work that needs to be done to say, let's take these neighborhoods and where do we want them to connect to the schools, to the parks, to the T stations and figure out what the, you know, and are we going to do painted lines on major roads? Are we going to try to identify greenways through local neighborhoods so that those won't need as much treatment and you only need like safer crossings? I mean, I think there's some work that needs to be done on what's the strategy. If it's a painted line on Beacon Street, you're not going to get the same level of ridership and the same types of riders as if you make connections, say, through quiet neighborhood streets.
It also fall into the complete streets thing, too. Like, wouldn't they have to do, I mean, it seems like that has to be part of that.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not complete streets, right?
Right.
I don't know who we can. I'm not trying to palm it off on somebody, but saying
no. And I don't think that we need to do it. I think we should be asking for it to get done if we want to meet our transportation goals. You know, especially we'll hear when we get the climate action plan. The climate action plan states that we need to reduce driving and increase walking and biking. We're not going to get that done unless we make a concerted effort to move forward on creating a network. I mean, we wouldn't have people driving if they only had, you know, pieces of road here and there.
So, right. Alicia, why don't you forward to the committee Watertown's plan?
Yes, I can do that.
So that we can see the difference between what we have and what they have and decide if this is something we're going to pick up as a committee this year or not. Same with, I think also Low Stress Mobility Network falls right in the same with Connectors for Cycling, yes?
Yes, it's the same. I think it's the idea of, like, how are you going to get there?
Right.
You know, I have been a big advocate for a long time with the low stress because I think we can do it faster and less expensively. And it, if you're connecting into the neighborhood, you're automatically connecting more people, right? And then you just have to focus on where those connections go across major roads.
Good. Well, anything else that I didn't, that someone committed to that I don't have on my notes? Well, then I'd say we've done pretty well.
So I have one other thing that wasn't necessarily in the notes, but we talked about it last time. We had the bus fleets in front of us. Mm-hmm. Remember we told the bus fleets we wanted them to come back, like the VCs, to come back with us, to us with more sustainable buses in their fleet. Do we know what we're asking them to do? I mean, I feel like we need more information on that. And what levers we have to encourage that.
Good question. Anyone have any thoughts on that one?
Lucia Dolan is on that committee with Joanna, I forgot her name, from Green Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to?
Why don't we figure out that?
Okay.
Along with the contracts that we last approved, were they one-year contracts or multi-year?
They were, Ms. Delaney, when it wasn't contracts, it was
licenses. The bus license? Depending on what company, BC is yearly, I believe, and they won't be before us until June.
Okay. So this is a good time to think about what levers we have in June so that we have something, some specific ask before June. Am I right?
Didn't we ask them to come back with electric buses, BC specifically?
A plan for.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it would be good for us to know what.
Yeah, I think we said don't come back in here. This is me paraphrasing. Don't come back in here unless you've got something to say about this. I thought it was kind of, it was like a fairly strong statement.
It was, but don't you think it would be good if we knew, like, what the status of and availability of electric buses are and what we could be asking them for and what the price differential is and but the charging capabilities, which is really the biggest issue with the buses, is, you know, what do they need to do? What kind of infrastructure do they need to be able to charge it? I think it would be good for us to be a little bit knowledgeable about that so we know whether or not what we're asking is reasonable.
It's reasonable and feasible, yeah. I know even things like cold weather affects the, you know, the ability of the batteries to retain. So there are a lot of technical hurdles.
But if I'm right, we didn't ask them to, you know, go away unless you have electric buses. We asked them to come back with a plan, which puts the onus of all of that on them. Right? Okay. But it probably wouldn't hurt if we had a counselor saying, hey, you're going to come up for your license again in 6 months or in 3 months. How you doing with that plan? Which we expect to see. Yeah, it'll make it a little more serious. All right. And Councilor Bowman, are you volunteering for that, or are you wanting help with that?
I'm happy to help with it. I can reach out to the state committee and see what they can share with us. Maybe they could even pop in for a half hour, just give us an update. It would probably be beneficial for all of us to know that. And
well, and if we're looking at the climate action plan with public facilities and programs and services, we might want to have that committee in to address the, you know, that piece of it.
Okay.
To just say, this is what we're doing. Yeah. That might be a good way of showing that there's some other groups.
And Councillor Grossman, since BC is in your ward, if you would like, since BC is in your ward, when we get to that part of it, maybe we want to like co-meet with
yeah,
BC.
No, that'd be totally fine. Yeah. I think your instincts are all right. Oh, I know, Jacqueline.
Hello.
We're answering really important questions about Rubik's Cubes over here.
I'm there for my class.
Rubik's Cubes are very important.
Think about it.
Hold on one sec, guys. Okay. He just vacated. So, absolutely, yes. I think you're gonna, just find a whole lot of, difficulty on their end focusing much at this moment with the surge that they're having and what they're dealing with on their campus. And I think from my perspective, I'm just not sure who the right person is. So Ms. Delaney, if you could just help us out by refreshing our recollection on our reports of where to find the right person who comes in. And I remember that it was up to us in the past whether we renewed them for 1 year or longer. I think we did renew them for just 1 year.
Yeah.
Yes. I can send you the contact information.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Great. Yes. I'm obviously sensitive COVID-wise, and it may be that, you know, we need even more time, but we have to get started. We have to get started looking at this and trying to push it forward.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I anticipate anyway is that right now what we're going to hear from them is also just a real focus on what they've had to do just to be safe and be able to move their students around and that kind of thing. So, but, you know, maybe the whoever this contact is will have some, you know, capacity to, talk to us about it. At the very least, I think it is helpful midway through the year to remind them that they have 6 months to come back to us and have this information in place for our discussion.
Yep. All right. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you everyone for, coming in tonight. There's a gas meeting happening in public facilities that I'm sure you're anxious to go to, or a basketball game you can't have that you're anxious to go to, or something like that.
Not this March. I don't know what to do with myself on Wednesday night.
come to PS&T. Obviously. Anyway, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Wishing you all the best of holidays. We will see. We will reconvene as PS&T in January.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, all.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.